Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Welcome to the 21st episode of Breakfast with Tiffany Show. Before we start this episode today, I would like to say thank you for being here with me. I really appreciate you for making time to listen to this episode of the podcast. We are a few weeks left before the end of the year, and I was wondering, how is your 2020? This year has been very challenging for all of us, and I hope you are still fighting, being strong and healthy and safe amidst all these unprecedented times. Before we proceed to our topic for today, if you are a new listener, please click the subscribe button first so that we can notify you with our fresh episodes of the show. And if you are a regular listener, please leave a review. Write your thoughts on the weekly episodes so that we know that you are listening to the podcast. And plus, this is the only way that can reach more people. Our review of the day with the 5-star ratings coming from Sig CF, title Terrific Tiffany. Tiffany is a calm professional interviewer who brings out the best in her guests, but is also incredibly open with her own story. I just love her style, her beauty, femininity, and she inspires me to be a better interviewer, friend, coach, and woman. Thank you so much, Sig CF. I really appreciate your comment and your rating a lot. So to you listening to me right now, and if you haven't commented and rated my podcast, please have a minute and feel free to write down your comment or questions about the podcast episodes that we play every week. And you never know, maybe we'll pick you for our review of the day. Planning a retreat can be very challenging, but it can be rewarding as well. So this last weekend, finally, my first ever wellness retreat event happened, and it was a success, and I can finally breathe. I had been planning this for a few years now, and finally it happened because last year, which I was supposed to do it, weren't able to because I was busy doing a lot of PR marketing and events every month. And really, thanks to this COVID-19, if I was still doing events and if I was still doing the VIP concierge last year for travelers, I don't think I'll be able to still do the wellness retreat event that I was planning. So the way to think about the COVID-19 for me, it really pushed me and made me realize that this is the right timing to do the wellness retreat event. Wellness retreats are amazing. And if you've been to one, I think you already know that you can really learn a whole lot of new ideas and be able to connect with brilliant people. After all, you all are there to reach the goal of to be in a healthy lifestyle. I want to share with you some realizations of hosting the wellness retreat event. And if you are one who is planning to have one in the future, I want to share you some points to consider that you can maybe apply when hosting a wellness retreat event. One thing that you really have to consider is discovering the audience that you are going to serve. people that you are good fit, and not just for you, but for each and everyone who is attending the event. Another thing you have to consider is discover your reasons and purpose for doing the retreat. I found out with hosting the first retreat last week, it really excites me, and it felt so good organizing everything. I also want to build a new community that can connect more to each other. I was able to connect beautiful souls. You realize that you made their weekend all worth it. Another thing you have to be aware of during the retreat is the pain points and problems of the guests. We had a few spiritual healing and also life coaching sessions during the retreat that really helped them. You also have to consider the promise of the retreat you are hosting. My retreat was focused on spiritual and healthy lifestyle. The outcome is you will have a total life transformation in the way you perceive yourself and in your empowerment around your own life. And the very last thing that you should consider is showing up in the retreat ready to delight everyone. It's about delivering your magic, being energy rich, and being a leader that people can enjoy learning with. It means leading the room to ensure if someone is struggling that you know how to deal with them and elevate them. I think delivering more value that you have promised is way better. It's about delivering an incredible experience for them, allowing the guests to share and open up, and I think let them be vulnerable and connect with others too. And seeing that is an incredible feeling. I will not spoil you and share all the experiences during the retreat last weekend because I want you to attend next year. And also stay tuned because we are working on the photos and video testimonials from the guests we had during the retreat. So yes, I'm looking forward to having you in one of my retreat events next year, 2021. That's the goal. More wellness retreat events. I want to give a big shout out to all my team and all my guests who came in last weekend to make the retreat happen. My retreat name is Zenscape Wellness Retreat. Let's start off with Emmanuel for being such an amazing chef during the retreat and also playing some good tunes as he is a DJ. A big shout out also to the instructors, spiritual healer Mima, who did an amazing spiritual healing harp sessions and meditations. Also to Baptiste for doing a therapeutic sound healing by using crystal balls. Also a big shout out to August for doing the recipes for the entire 2-day retreat event. Each and every one of the guests love it, including me, of course. If you are listening to my podcast, I've had August a few times. August is an amazing anti-aging expert nutritionist. Every single advice and recipe that he made is just heavenly. A shout out to my best friend Yuri for being there and teaching the yoga experience and for providing such a beautiful place for the retreat during the event in Shimoda. We had an incredible performance from Hunter, who did a fire show. His performance was unbelievable, and it's just too perfect to do that kind of vibe in the middle of the mountain, nowhere, and surrounded by nature. Thank you so much for all the incredible team who was there. Also to the following guests, Ochi-san, Lauren, Mia, Mega, Aoi, Cassandra, Nori-san, and also not to forget the official photographer and video cameraman for the event, Masa-san. Thank you so much for capturing those moments, and I can't wait for you to see his amazing skills of capturing the moments during the retreat. A first unforgettable wellness retreat event that I hosted, and I'm so happy to be able to share it to the people who was there last weekend. Believe it or not, I'm already planning the second wellness retreat event that I'm going to host next year in 2021. It is going to be on the month of February. So stay tuned because I want you to be there with me and spend a beautiful healing wellness retreat event. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, Zenscape account, and also once the website is up, I will include it on my podcast show notes. So definitely stay tuned. I want to give a shout out to pureshop.jp for their magical and essential products. I highly recommend, and I myself use, is called Face Care Oil. It's very aromatic. The oil itself contains soy oil, argan oil, apricot kernel oil, jojoba oil, and lavender oil. I use this oil before I go to bed. Just spread it around my face and I feel so relaxed and I'll be able to sleep so good. So definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. All the products at pureshop.jp are all organic. There's plenty of stuff that you would like. Thank you, pureshop.jp. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter. How much I appreciate your time for listening. How much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and healthy.